Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and in my apartment building, they have near the mailboxes. So, like, picture a building. There's 8 apartments in my building. It's 2 stories. There's a fucking entryway, like, in the middle, right? So you walk in the entryway, and there's fucking 4 apartments on the bottom, 4 apartments up top. And right in the entryway, there's mailboxes. Those motherfuckers that are, like, attached to the wall. They're mounted. I got a fucking key. I unlock my fucking mailbox. And they have, like, a little plastic, how to fucking describe it? Like, a container? It's not really a fucking container. But, like, if they have notices or memos or some shit that they want us to fucking look at, not important enough to, like, put in my fucking door. Like, if they're gonna fucking walk into my place and check my smoke detectors, or if they're gonna shut the water off for a couple hours because they're doing some fucking work or something, like, I'll get, like, a fucking personal little memo. So, like, when I open my door, the fucking note falls down. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is, like, a different kind of memo. Like, it's a normal sheet of paper, an 8x11, and every now and then you go down there and there's fucking notices. Like, hey, it's summertime and we're gonna fucking fertilize the grass, so keep your fucking dogs out there. We're doing it on Tuesday. You know, shit that I don't really give a fuck about, but, like, you know, they're just letting you know what the fuck is up. And there's one down there right now, and I've seen this one before. I see it every fucking year, but it says, friends make the best neighbors. If you fucking get your friend to sign up and, like, rent an apartment from us and be in the complex, we're gonna give you $100. And, like, I fucking look at that and I just shake my fucking head, like, $100? Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Now, listen, I love this apartment complex. It's been fucking great. I got no fucking complaints. I got a lot of fucking space in here. It's in a nice area. However, $100, you can kiss my fucking ass. Let's assume that I had friends to bring in here. I mean, I don't have friends. The few that I have their own fucking places. They have fucking houses. They don't have apartments. They're not renting like my fucking ass. Here's why this is so fucking stupid, okay? My rent is over $1,000. And that's on the fucking low end, because, like, if you sign up for this place, you're gonna be paying more than that. Like, I got in at the fucking right time. Not that the economy's taking a big fucking shit over the last couple of years because of COVID. Like, if you want to get in here now, maybe like $1,100. I fucking did some research on this. I took a look. So you're gonna give me $100 one time for me bringing you $1,200 a fucking month? So, like, my fucking rent plus their fucking rent is gonna be like $2,500 a month. I'm rounding up, anticipating the renewal I'm gonna get in about a month is gonna have fucking more money in it. But, like, let's say let's go low one, $2,000 a month. My rent plus the rent of somebody I bring in, $2,000 a month. That's $10,000 every 5 months, $20,000 10 months. So $24,000. I'm living here. I bring somebody in here. $24,000 worth of money in your fucking pocket. And you're going to give me $100? Suck my balls. You want me to fucking bring somebody in here? You're fucking knocking $100 off my rent every fucking month. You can afford it, goddammit. Don't give me this weak shit. Come to me with this weak fucking shit. Oh, hey, want $100? Yeah, I want a fucking $100. But, like, I'm doing work for you. I'm bringing people in here. Like, isn't it your fucking job to bring people into this fucking complex? Like, there are people in the office. Like, when I called to get in here a couple years ago, and when I fucking was looking around for an apartment, like, before I moved into this place, like, my previous apartment, you gotta, like, call and make appointments, and then they fucking schedule them, and then you show up, and then there's some asshole there in the office, and they show you around and shit. Like, that's their fucking job. That's their job. You get paid for that shit. Like, you get an actual fucking salary for that shit. Now you want me to fucking do it for you? So you can scratch your balls or whatever the fuck it is that you do in there? And you're gonna give me $100 for it? The fuck? That's insanity. That's fucking insanity. That's an insulting offer. Apartment complexes fucking print money. They fucking print money. Like, for some asshole like me who rarely calls fucking maintenance, I'm just living up here. I'm just like, what? Like, how the fuck? How much is it costing them for me to be here? Like, it's not costing them. Like, if my rent is $1,040, which it is right now, how much money do you think it costs them to have me up here? Yeah, they pay for my heat. They pay for, like, hot water. But I pay for my electricity. So, like, in the summertime, there's no fucking heat. You don't use too much hot water. I remember when I lived in an apartment in South Buffalo, and when I did have to fucking pay for my heat, like, $100, $200 a month? It's an apartment. I don't know. Don't come at me with your fucking house heating bills. I don't give a shit about that. I've never had to heat a fucking house. But even if I was heating a fucking house, what's your fucking heating bill? $300, $400? I don't know. I'm just guessing. But my point is, it's very little money for me to fucking be here. Doesn't cost them much. It's a drop in the fucking bucket. And I give you $1,040 a month. So fuck you. Wipe my ass with your fucking $100. Do your own fucking job. My old job used to do this too. Like, the call center job, they used to pull shit like this. They'd be like, hey man, if you fucking bring somebody in, we'll give you, I don't remember what the money was. It was more than $100. It was more than 100. I think it was like 1,000 if you brought somebody in. It was enough that people would, like, try to recommend people for the call center job all the time. I remember somebody, like, recommended me for the job. She was like, hey, yo, listen, I work here. Just fucking drop my name on the fucking application. They'll give me a fucking grand. I'll give you $500. Now, she bounced before the payment could be made. So neither one of us got shit, but I didn't care. I got like a $2,000 bonus for signing up anyway. But like the point is, like Jobs will do that too. But at least like a grand, a fucking G is better than $100. God damn it. Like I would love $100. But if I'm generating a shitload of revenue for you, I deserve more than 100. Fuck you, you're on your own is how I fucking view this shit. I'm not helping you. I'm not helping you do your fucking job. It should be $100 every goddamn month. Probably even more than that. Like how many people you want me to bring in here? I have no idea. But what I do know is that I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. And Podbean is the host of the podcast. Every episode is there. There's a website for Podbean and an app for Podbean. I don't give a fuck how you listen to it. Just listen to it somehow. If Podbean's not your fucking bag, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, any fucking podcasting sites you want, I don't give a shit. Just fucking listen to me. I'm also on Twitter. There's a Johnson Hates You. I'm going to put this podcast in my Facebook timeline. Fucking knock yourself out. And Instagram, so you can see pictures of me, videos of me, all kinds of hot shit. That is at maybe 5 minutes.